Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode is our roundup episode. I'm Alice Fraser from This Dimension, the one you're listening in now, and I will be bringing you the latest from the other dimension, from The Last Post over there. Today's episode is episode 221 and marks the 8th of August of the year 2020. It features a selection of highlights from this week's coverage by The Last Post. Breaking the news on the all-new gestation period for COVID-conceived fetuses, we heard from celebrity Andrew Zaltzman on all of the quarantine babies news. That happened on episode 216 on the 3rd of August of the year 2020, with some really clever pitching in by Alice Fraser.
Evidently, babies have realised that the world as it currently stands is simply not worth coming into. And of the babies that have been born during quarantine, there's been a big problem that many of them have been unable to tell the difference between being in the womb and being in lockdown and have therefore not adjusted to actually having been born. This has made it very difficult for parents, understandably, particularly when it comes to feeding their babies. And these lockdown quarantine babies have insisted on being fed through their tummy buttons because that's what they're used to, and they haven't noticed that actually they have been through the change. So
the change,
it's,
the baby menopause.
Well, that's essentially what it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, really, a menopause is that not a second birth? No, it isn't. But the point is, I mean, you can't dispute, Alice, that moving from in a womb to out of a womb is a significant life change. You can't deny that.
No, I cannot deny that.
However trendy and millennial you are, that's a fact.
That is a fact. I've always thought of menopause as the hangover of coming off decades of lady drugs, a.k.a. hormones.
Right.
All of those hormones that tell you for years and years and years to be quite nice suddenly disappear and you're like, wait a minute, why did I put up with all that shit? And on the 4th of August of the year 2020, episode 217, the Royal John Luke Roberts shared some fascinating news about the recently resurrected poet and playwright Oscar Wilde, who is currently on a tear correcting all of the quotes that have been misattributed to him all this time. A real lol-worthy episode, not to mention some brilliant work by Alice Fraser.
But he's been going through his old quotes, and he hasn't said most of them, apparently. Oscar Wilde has been going around correcting his old quotes. I have a few examples here. It's been said that Oscar Wilde said, we're all in the gutter, but some of us are looking at the stars. Now, apparently, Oscar didn't say that. He said, we aren't all in the gutters. Some of us are in a lovely cafe bar. also reputed to have said, a good friend will always stab you in the front. And in fact, Oscar says he said, a good friend won't stab you. other quotes from Oscar. He was said to have said, women are made to be loved, not understood. And in fact, what Oscar had done, he'd said, women. And the rest, they just, I don't know where that came from. What else? Oh, he said, he was reputed to have said everything in moderation, except moderation. In fact, what Oscar says he said is everything in moderation, except moderation, which I don't think should be had in moderation. I think you should have loads and 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 loads. I meant loads. And loads of, what am I talking about? And then the crowd shouts, as Oscar says, moderation. That's right, Oscar said. Moder bloody ration. And lots of it. So that's the main news.
And taking us through Hump Day on the Wednesday, the 5th of August of the year 2020, we had episode 218 with Andrew Zaltzman returning with some of his scintillating opinions on the turbulent topic of celebrities wading into politics with some incisive commentary by Alice Fraser.
I mean, in terms of why celebrities are ending up in politics, I think we need to look at the timeline, Alice, because when you think about it, all political leaders end up as celebrities, don't they? Once they've been in power. So why not just cut the crap, get there quicker, get straight to it?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And use people who are already celebrities as politicians. I mean, they've got the experience.
Worked for Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Exactly. But then you've got relevant workplace experience of, you know, an overweening sense of self-obsession. An oversensitivity to criticism. These are all the core skills that politicians need, and a willingness to be seen in public on a daily basis, and almost desire and almost need as a fundamental evolutionary need. So actually, they are. Many people criticise this trend, but actually, it's very good. And also, many celebrities have had practice at, you know, pretending to be presidents or monarchs or dictators in films or TV series, and that is actually far more relevant experience than, you know, people who've been, you know, done valuable work in business, industry, the charitable sector, who have life experience. You don't need that. You just need to be able to pretend that you are something that you are not. And therefore, celebrities who've made a life of this are best placed.
I mean, look, Morgan Freeman has probably spent more time as the President of the United States than any sitting president.
Yeah, well, exactly. So why not just make him even just cut together some of his films, broadcast it and let everyone think he's president. Surely that would be better than what we have at the moment.
And disgraced yoga instructress Charlie George brought us all the latest in agreeableness news, specifically agreeableness in Togo in episode 219, which took place on the 6th of August of the year 2020, with some really agreeable moments by Alice Fraser.
Well, very excitingly, the Togolese Republic has erupted in war this week as inhabitants turned to violence, just so that something would happen. After 5,002 years of just getting on and being reasonable, a fight actually broke out in a restaurant. A nearby reporter said everything escalated from two Togo residents being at a standstill about who should be seated first. One eyewitness account says, "I couldn't hear myself think over the piercing cries of, 'After you! No, after you!'" It was at that moment I realised I hadn't had a thought in several decades. In fact, I couldn't be sure whether I was getting irritated or if I was having an orgasm, but I knew I felt something. A great eyewitness account there from Pip at the Peachstone restaurant in West Togo, where the massacre first broke out.
Really fascinating piece of news, Charlie George. I once got caught in a generosity competition and it was incredibly difficult to find a winner because everyone kept handing the medal around.
Oh, that sounds lovely. Yes, it is hard. You can get to a stalemate very easily with agreeableness.
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can. After you.
No, after you. And to round up the week, on the 7th of August 2020, we had episode 220, where His Royalness John Luke Roberts came back with some jaw-dropping updates regarding U-Turn news and some very straightforward comedy by Alice Fraser.
The U-Turn has been a great problem for the political classes. You know, changing your mind has always been a problem. You've got to have a belief, stick with it. If it goes clearly wrong, you have to make it very clear why it hasn't gone clearly wrong. U-turns are, it's characterised as flip-flopping or the rest of it. We did, when I was in government, we briefly toyed with the idea of rebranding U-turns as government by surprise. Because people love surprises, you know, people jumping out of cakes, things like that. So we said, every now and then, we'll do a little bit of government by surprise. But we've planned this, we just haven't told you about it. And we got all these costumes so that we'd be very surprising things, you know, the whole cabinet dressed surprisingly. Okay, anyway, we jumped out and we said, we're not going to give all that money to the NHS. And it didn't go as well. We didn't get the headlines we were hoping for, so we sort of scrapped the whole government by surprise thing.
I feel like perhaps the problem with government by surprise is it lacks the essential governmental, well, certainly democratic element of consent.
But
surprise and consent are often very... I mean, you could have a state of sort of implied consent to the government, but...
Well, exactly. And as far as I'm aware, surprise is... it's implied that... Because surprise, it's not like a shock. You know, if you call it a surprise, that's... I think people are fine with that.
Thank you for listening to the Roundup edition from this week's The Last Post. I am Alice Fraser, the other one. You can subscribe to get all the latest news from this dimension at The Bugle Presents The Last Post, and go to the feed where you can find the full versions of all the episodes you heard snippets from today. The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and The Bugle podcast production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at @alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. Or sign up for the full Alice Fraser experience on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His adoring and bedazzled subordinate producers are Harriet Wells and Ped Hunter. Use your Sunday restfully or usefully. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again on Monday.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.